Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun and this cosmos and this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Be thankful for Him. I don't really have a lot to say. I was listening to a couple things yesterday, and we have a great God. We have a lot to thank Him for and to be thankful for. And once you start walking and set your course of life in it, and you can look back. I was talking to somebody the other day in our industry, and I would say 9 out of the 10 competitors we had in the last 15 years have gone under, and I'm just thankful that God has provided. And you're thankful for those moments. And when you start to work and you start to walk and you start to talk with God and you set your course of life in it and you set your business on it, if you have a business, and you ask God what to do and you ask Him to open the way in all thy ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy path. There'll be moments where you do things that you don't think you should. There'll be moments when you know you should do something that you don't. God is there for you 100%. And when you start to walk with Him and talk with Him, you'll be able to look back and be thankful for the things that He's given you. I was reading this morning in Romans. If you go to chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified or set forth as righteous out from faith, we have peace with God through," and that's the dividing line, "our Lord Jesus Christ." We have peace with God. When Adam transgressed against God, that connection was severed. And Christ Jesus came in order that we can have that connection back. You are reconnected, and it's out from faith. The dividing line is believing in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, who is raised again. Romans 10:9-10, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Period. Verse 2, "By whom," by Christ Jesus, "we also have obtained the access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope," or the expectation of future good, "of the glory of God." When Adam transgressed, we were set in a state that corresponds to the nature of death. That's what that sitting was. Your carnal nature moves towards death. But when Christ Jesus came, all the problems, anything that's happened, it doesn't matter. Just like we were, just like the laws were put upon us, there's a grace now. Just like one man sinned, the whole world was under sin. Now one man made us all alive and sinless. If that makes any sense. You are free from the laws. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke or the weight of bondage, which is the servitude to the law. You are free. Verse 3, "And not only so, but we glory," or rejoice, "in tribulations, knowing that tribulation is that pressure, a compression, that evil affliction, the stress, knowing that that stress, that tribulation, it affects your patient enduring. And the more you deal with it, that patient enduring experience, then that's the state of being tried. You go through tribulation, it affects that patient enduring. Once you've done it enough, you've learned the experience. You've had that experience of being tried. And experience hope, which is the expectation of future good. And hope will never cause shame. I love that verse. Having an expectation of future good in Christ Jesus will never cause shame. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter what you think about it. It will never cause shame. Where are you putting your life? What do you focus on? Do you focus on the things that matter in life, or are you twisted by, I don't know, social media? It's the word that you know that you have Christ in you. You have all things right now. And if you're going through the tribulation, it's okay. You're learning to get to a state where you believe and you have faith when you're going through it. He sets the day side by side in order that we find nothing past him. Don't forget that. Again, in hope, it will never cause shame, maketh not ashamed, or never cause shame, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. The beautiful part about this verse is if you know the word, you know the other part of God's love. Actually, you know what? I'll go over really quick. If you go to First John chapter 4, verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world, and that's love. Verse 18, there is not fear in love, but perfect love, it casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So when you go back to that verse and you read Romans, and it says, verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. That love of God that casteth out fear is shed abroad in our hearts. That's why we don't have fear during the time of affliction. It's because God loves you so much, and that love is in you through faith, through believing. You have to change your mind to what the word says and live it. It will change your life. It will remove the anxious thoughts. You're not to be anxious for one thing, but by all things, through prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific request be declared to God. And God's peace, the peace of God, will pretty much protect your heart and your mind from itself. It'll fortify, it guards. This is all in the word, and if you don't know the word, you can't live it. That's what it's about. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray, you always pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Give reverence where reverence is due. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for the moments of my life. I thank you for everything that's going on with us. I pray for just the next couple of weeks I can get through it so I can take that break. And I thank you for the opportunity to do that. I thank you for continually mending the relationships within the family and helping us grow as we go through all this stuff. And I just thank you again for my brother, my sister-in-law, for their kids, and my sister, my mom, my dad, my step-parents, just everybody that I'm involved with. I also thank you for the people that we work with. I just ask that you continually bless them, and I pray for a great day today, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.